Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news this morning. One woman was hit and killed as she was crossing the road. What troopers tell us about the deadly early morning crash?
And it's been 1 year since five people lost their lives in the mass shooting in Headingham. How neighbors are gathering to honor their lives and heal together.
We have a dense fog advisory in effect for just a little while longer. It's until 10 o'clock. We've seen the thickest fog, at least on the cameras, down around the Fayetteville area. We're seeing improving conditions across the region. I'll show you how warm it will feel with some sunshine this afternoon.
Between the NC State Fair and concerts at PNC Arena, that means lots of traffic in this area. I'll tell you how you can best navigate through those delays.
We are a couple hours away from the first full day of the North Carolina State Fair. A little bit of fog, but don't worry, it'll clear out. Meteorologist Elizabeth Garden will have that coming up. But thanks for joining us on your Friday, the 13th. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, that's why we have a little spooky fog.
That's why the fog is out
there. Because yeah. Friday the 13th.
Makes sense.
It's fitting. But like yesterday, we ended up in a great place yesterday. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. We could get there with some sunshine as well today.
Yeah, you can see sunshine behind you. Just a little bit of fog there on the ground. That's what we're seeing across most of the region. Like I said, it's a little thicker down around Fayetteville and potentially up around Roxborough as well. Roxborough is still showing up at 1/4 mile. Fayetteville is less than 1/4 mile. 1/4 mile is about that threshold which we would consider it fog. At least here on these sensors, we're not seeing visibility that's that low anywhere else. But still, you might run into some low-lying areas and rural spots where there is some fog this morning. Fayetteville, this has been the view here for hours, just really socked in here at Segra Stadium in downtown Fayetteville. 55 is our temperature in the triangle. Of course, we're still expecting a front to come through tomorrow. This morning, all the new high-res information shows that rain the first half of the day and then tapering off early to mid-afternoon, depending on where you are. So it should be able to salvage some hours in the afternoon that are dry. We'll walk through that with future cast coming up. We do have a level one risk for severe storms along and east of I-95. The best chance of wind damage is going to be as you travel toward the coast. But again, a few of our counties are included in that level one risk for tomorrow. Lots and lots of sunshine for us today. We'll see a high temperature near 80. Today will be the warmest day of the week. I'll show you when a chilly air mass rolls in. Coming up, Anthony.
As we head out to the roads on this Friday morning, we have one crash to tell you about right now. I-40 westbound at Carytown Boulevard. There's definitely some congestion here showing up as you get down toward Buck Jones Road. And once you get past Carytown Boulevard, it starts to get a little bit better. But if you're headed in this direction, it might take you a little bit longer here this morning. Otherwise, across the city of Raleigh, there's those major approaches. US 1 south from Wake Forest, about a 5-minute delay. Otherwise, here everything is looking pretty calm. We have a couple other crashes to talk about, very minor at this point, not causing major backups. I'll continue to keep an eye on it, though, for you this morning.
Anthony, thanks. Back to that breaking news. A woman is dead after being hit by a vehicle in Raleigh. This happened on Creedmoor Road near Southampton Drive, just south of I-540. Brett Neese was there in the WRAL breaking news tracker as law enforcement pieced together what happened.
This is what the scene looked like here on Creedmoor Road right before 6 a.m. when a tow truck showed up to take away that car that was involved in this crash. This is video from the WRAL breaking news tracker showing you some of the damage done to the front end of it. Troopers tell me around 4 a.m. a woman was walking along Creedmoor Road wearing very dark clothing when another woman driving south tried to swerve and avoid hitting her. Sadly, she still hit the woman who died here at the scene. I'm told the woman driving that SUV will not face any charges. Both lanes of Creedmoor Road were shut down for a couple of hours while troopers investigated. I'm working to learn the name of that woman who died here at the scene. I'll keep you updated. In Raleigh, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
And we'll give you a live look now at Gaza City. In the past few hours, Israel's military ordered more than 1 million people to evacuate Gaza City within 24 hours. The militant Hamas group is telling them to hold their ground. This all comes as the Israeli military is preparing for a possible ground attack on Gaza. And today, Hamas says Israelis heavy bombing of Gaza has killed 13 hostages, including foreigners. Israel says it will keep attacking Gaza until Hamas is destroyed, and the military says It is only attacking Gaza, Hamas, not civilians. But the United Nations says this is a growing humanitarian crisis. Medical officials say more than 1,500 Palestinians have been killed and thousands more hurt. More than 400,000 people are out of their homes after strikes destroyed residential buildings there. And coming up in 10 minutes, a look at Israeli rallies here in the Triangle and the increased security measures in the U.S. as fears of possible Hamas attacks here grow.
1 year ago today, five lives were cut short. The deadly mass shooting in Raleigh happened in the Headingham neighborhood. Officer Gabriel Torres, Susan Carnetz, Mary Marshall, Nicole Connors, and James Thompson died in the shooting. Lynn Gardner was in the hospital for months and had several surgeries. The community will come together to remember them and honor survivors and first responders as they continue to push for answers. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live with a look at the outpouring of support and how everyone is still working to heal in that community. Kelsey.
Well, Jeff, today people from across Raleigh will gather here at City Hall for a remembrance ceremony to honor those who lost their lives that day. Take a look at this video. You all may remember what Headingham looked like in the immediate aftermath of the mass shooting. Flowers, candles, and notes spread across an entrance of the neighborhood. Neighbors will gather there tonight for a private candlelight vigil. A group of people who live in the area formed what they call the CARES Committee to offer support to their neighbors who still may be struggling. In an effort, or rather, in an interview you'll hear only on WRAL, the president of the Headingham Homeowners Association, Kathleen Nielsen, describes how her community is fighting to cope now 1 year later.
I think the neighborhood is just unsettled now. They have done a lot of work to bring everybody together so that we can work towards healing.
And that community is healing by trying to find joy during a moment that brings up so many memories of pain. Tomorrow, they'll host a trunk or treat event for children in their neighborhood to do something uplifting during this difficult time. And today's remembrance ceremony for the public is scheduled for 3:30. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
Austin Thompson is the accused shooter in this case. He was 15 at the time and will be tried as an adult. Prosecutors announced those new developments in the case. And Thompson's father, Alan, is also charged with not properly storing a firearm. If you'd like to read more about the people who were killed, the people who survived, and the investigation into last year's tragedy, you can do that by visiting WRL.com or the WRL News app.
House Republicans remain at odds on a new speaker as you're looking live over Capitol Hill this morning. Their top nominee for the position, Steve Scalise, is now out of the running because he didn't have enough votes. Scalise abandoned his bid last night, a little more than 24 hours after House Republicans nominated him to replace Kevin McCarthy. He had defeated Jim Jordan for the nomination. And now the question turns to whether Jordan has enough support to secure the nomination or get enough votes on the House floor to secure the speakership. The House is in recess until a speaker is named. That means it cannot vote on any legislation, including funding for Israel. And if you plan on voting in next month's elections, today is your last day to register. Municipal elections are scheduled for November 7th. The voter registration deadline is 25 days before Election Day. Mail-in registration applications must be postmarked by today, October 13th. Your County Board of Elections must receive it no later than 20 days before the election.
It is the first full day. The NC State Fair begins today on a Friday. You may face some traffic on the way. And WRL's Destiny Patterson is already out there at the fairgrounds for us this morning. All roads lead to those fairgrounds. We're expecting a huge turnout today, Destiny.
We are. The weather's great. It's starting to warm up out here. We've got the sun out. So it's definitely going to be a popular day. And it's also the going into the first weekend for the state fair as well. Gates open at 9 o'clock. So we're less than an hour. But really, it's going to be this evening where we see traffic really start to pick up and become more congested in this area. There are concerts that are scheduled at PNC Arena this weekend. Travis Scott is scheduled to perform both tonight and tomorrow. And Shania Twain also has a concert scheduled for this week as well. With PNC Arena right next to the fairgrounds, this could mean you should expect these backups.
On those days, you're going to need to add a lot more time.
because you're not just going to have fair traffic in the evening. You're going to have evening traffic from people getting off of work, and then you're going to have fair traffic.
Another piece of this is parking as well. We are expecting the parking near the fairgrounds to fill up very quickly, especially because parking will not be available at PNC Arena tonight because of those concerts that I mentioned. And of course, another piece of this is this construction that's right here on one of the major roads leading into the fairgrounds. So a lot of elements leading into this. So it's recommended that you carpool and definitely make sure that you bring some patients with you as well. You can find everything that you need to know about fun and parking and how to get there on WREL.com. Destiny Patterson, WREL News in Raleigh.
Also, remember while you're out there, check out our tent. It's on the northeast side of Dorton Arena facing Restaurant Row. And Renee and I will be out there, followed by Dan and Lena. You can find a full list on WREL.com if you search fair.
Coming up, many people in the Triangle with family in Israel say they're shocked and angry about the war raging on, the pro-Israel rally that brought hundreds together in Raleigh.
Plus, State Fair isn't the only thing going on this weekend in the Triangle. Out and about, best picks for fall fun after the break.
Oh, but yeah, there is the fair, though. Take a look. Looks beautiful right now. Of course, we saw just how pretty that sunshine was where Destiny was standing by the education building. It's going to be a nice day today. But of course, tomorrow and whatever else you have planned, you'll have to deal with some rain. I'll go over the timeline for Saturday's showers. It is 8:14. We still have this dense fog advisory in effect, but a lot of you are probably looking outside saying, hey, there's a lot of sunshine out here, and there is. But there are still a few pockets where fog is an issue. We have visibility less than a quarter of a mile in Fayetteville and in Roxborough. A lot of places seeing a good bit of sunshine, but just be careful in a few spots out there this morning. That fog is going to burn off quickly, and by 9, 10, 11 o'clock, we should be finished with it, even in the areas that are dealing with some of that dense fog. Goldsboro is not one of those places. Apex isn't one of those places, and neither is Chapel Hill, but Fayetteville is. It's a little bit hard to see as we're looking down Hay Street, but Fayetteville is dealing with a good bit of fog downtown at the moment. Here's a look at future cast. We're going to see a beautiful sunny day today. Those patches of fog will be burning off pretty quickly over the next couple of hours. We do see some clouds that roll back in around 9 or 10 o'clock this evening, and there could be a sprinkle that starts up right around midnight. But if you're headed out to the fair and you're staying through the fireworks, you should be dry. We will not be dry tomorrow morning. Look at this, 8 a.m. This is a brand new run of the computer models, and it is wetter at 8 a.m. than it was on our last run. We'll continue to push through. We are seeing that rain moving through pretty quickly, though, on this model. So we'll watch that last little bit kind of swinging through, maybe early afternoon. But the bulk of it seems to be in the morning hours, and should be able to recover some dry hours in the afternoon. Maybe a sprinkle again on Saturday night, right around the time of the fireworks. So first weekend of the fair, not looking bad. I mean, today is going to be gorgeous. Lots of sunshine, 70. Saturday, the wettest part of the day will be the first half of the day. And then in the afternoon, okay, mostly dry with maybe an isolated shower, 71. And then Sunday, 67. Sunday's going to be a fairly cloudy day. It'll be cooler, but right now it doesn't look like we'd see much rain. Saturday, big football day. Really, it looks like the bulk of the rain will be gone by the time any of these games begin. Livingstone plays at Fayetteville State at 2 o'clock. Could be an isolated lingering shower, but the heaviest stuff, again, looks like it's going to be in the morning. Miami plays at UNC at 7:30. NC State at Duke at 8 o'clock. A sprinkle possible, but I wouldn't expect to see any heavy rain there. Tropical storm Sean still hanging out, but not for long. By tomorrow morning, it is likely to be a tropical depression and then just fizzles out in the Atlantic. Next wave coming off of Africa does have a 60% chance of developing, so we're still not done with the hurricane season. 71 tomorrow, 67 on Sunday. There may be a little bit of sunshine, but it'll probably feel fairly gray on Sunday. And then we're going to have a few disturbances that move through early next week. They're not going to bring much rain with them, but it will be cool, and we'll see some cloud cover on and off. Anthony?
Elizabeth, as we head out to the roads on this Friday morning, been relatively calm, but we do have a couple crashes to tell you about. The first one here is North Raleigh Boulevard, southbound at Crabtree Boulevard. There's definitely some congestion here as you get closer to the interstate with this one. So just if you're headed in that direction, plan for a little bit of a delay. This one was an earlier crash, has since cleared, but still some congestion from about Buck Jones Road up to Carytown Boulevard. Once you get north of Carytown Boulevard, it starts to look a whole lot better and get back kind of to that normal flow there with those green sensors. officers. Major approaches here into the city of Raleigh, US 1 South, about a 3-minute delay from Wake Forest. Otherwise, looking great. I also checked the ones into Durham. They are in good shape here this morning as well.
Anthony, thanks. Deeply rooted stances about the war in the Middle East are on full display in the Triangle. Hundreds turned out for a pro-Israel demonstration in downtown Raleigh. Many in the crowd said they had family and friends in Israel, where war has been raging for nearly a week now.
My reaction was shock and horror, and then it turned into anger and anguish.
Raleigh police officers surrounded that rally in case things escalated. We didn't see any violence or any counter-protesters.
There is enhanced security at the U.S. Capitol complex today. Capitol Police are putting extra barriers around the building. They say they have other security measures in place that they are not making public for safety reasons.
A Colorado jury convicted one of the two officers charged in the 2019 death of Elijah McClain. McClain was unarmed when two officers tackled him and put him in a chokehold. He lost consciousness. Paramedics then injected him with a powerful sedative. Officer Randy Rodema was found guilty of criminally negligent homicide and third-degree assault. Meantime, the second officer in the case, Jason Rosenblatt, was acquitted of all charges against him. His former employer fired him in 2020.
A scary situation in Alamance County. Several students were injured when their school bus hit a building. It happened on Highway 87 near Judge Sharp Road. The driver went off the road, hit a driveway, and then a building. 18 students from a local elementary school were on board. Seven of them were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. The driver was cited for failing to stay in his lane.
Education leaders were honored at the annual Stars of Education Gala inside the Raleigh Convention Center. Several leaders from Wake County schools, include coaches, teachers, and students, were inducted into the Wake County Public School System Hall of Fame. Wake Ed Partnership President Keith Poston tells WREL this event also helps raise the necessary money for programs like Tools for Schools and Summer STEM.
All of the things that we do that we fan out across Wake County to support our students and our teachers are funded by the generous gifts of our community. And so this is just another chance for us to both celebrate them and also raise money to do what we do every day.
Sanderson High School senior Benjamin Cashwell received the Emerging Star Award, and Hilburn Academy teacher Amanda Hummel received the Star Among Us Award last night. Both walked away with $5,000 prizes.
A longtime Moore County teacher is getting a special honor today. The English wing at Northmore High School in Robbins will be dedicated today in honor of Iris W. Burns. She'll be celebrated during a ceremony at the school's English Hall at 6 o'clock tonight. The event will include a chance to talk with Burns and congratulate her.
The IRS says the amount of money Americans owe in taxes is growing. The agency says its projections show the gross tax gap surged to $688 billion in 2021 because people didn't pay their taxes on time that year. The tax gap is the difference between the amount of tax money the government is owed compared to what it collects on time. The IRS says it'll use resources from the Inflation Reduction Act to ramp up how it enforces its services.
Updated COVID-19 vaccine appointments are now available for people who don't have health insurance. Starting today, the Durham County Public Health Department will begin scheduling the new shots. Moderna and Pfizer vaccines are available for everyone ages 6 months and older. These appointments are for people who don't have health care coverage. They don't have Medicare, Medicaid, or their insurance doesn't cover COVID vaccines. Appointments begin Monday, October 16th. The future of Neal's Creek Park in Harnett County will be discussed at a public meeting next week. The County Parks and Rec Department wants the public to tell them what you want to see at the park and any amenities that may benefit the community. That meeting is Wednesday, October 18th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Harnett Central Middle School Library in Anger. Well, the State Fair is finally here, but it's not the only event happening in the Triangle this weekend.
A busy weekend, yeah. Some of WRL Out and About's best bets, here they are. Deep River Brewing Company in Clayton celebrating Oktoberfest tomorrow. They'll have the Oktoberfest beer on draft and in cans to go. You can also get a collector's edition 22-ounce beer stein. Celebration is happening from noon to 10 p.m.
That's going to be fun. Families can also enjoy a day of fun at Poland Park's Harvest Fest. It includes fall games, vendors selling pumpkins and other fall favorites, live music, a bonfire, and more. The Raleigh Fire Department will be there with a bounce house and a slide as well. It's happening from 3 to 7 tomorrow. The rain date is Sunday.
And also on Sunday, the Bull City Race Fest is happening in Durham. The course takes runners through downtown and surrounding historic neighborhoods, all happening at the American Tobacco Campus. WRAL's proud community partner, Allie Ingersoll, and I will be there to MC the event. And then we're both taking that two-footed tour around Durham. You can check out all these events and others happening this weekend by going to WRAL.com. Search Out and About.
And you're going to get beer and food, too, right, while you're there?
Yeah, that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah. Well, Cumberland County Animal Services is starting a new program to prepare dogs for adoption, and they call it Dogs Day Out. This is so cute. People can sign up to take the dogs off the animal shelter property and take the dogs for a walk or play in the park. They say the program will help dogs get physical and mental stimulation and expose them to more people, reducing their anxiety. Volunteers must be 18 or older. You can sign up at cumberlandcountync.gov/animalservices.
Coming up, first full day of the NC State Fair. Before you can enjoy all the food and rides, you have to get there, right? We'll tell you about the traffic delays you may see and how to get there quicker.
Plus, Saturday Night Live is back tomorrow with a familiar face hosting. What you can expect from the return, delayed by the writer's strike.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Friday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. A lot of us dealing with that fog. Still this morning, meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by with that dense fog advisory until 10 o'clock this morning, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and Anthony's got to look at how that's going to affect your travels this morning as well. We take a look at our dense fog advisory. It's still in effect until 10 o'clock, but we take a look at visibility. It is below a quarter of a mile in Fayetteville and in Roxboro, and a quarter of a mile is what we would consider fog there or lower. But a lot of places just seeing a lot of sunshine right now, which is great for getting out and about. We're going to have a lovely day generally. Wilson's looking beautiful. Durham is all clear, but Fayetteville's still dealing with a lot of fog down there. So be careful in that area. But most of us are not having to deal with it this morning. Temperatures are mainly in the mid-50s. Now we're going to climb up to almost 80 degrees. A great afternoon for getting out and exercising or just being out and about at the fair, wherever you are. Anthony?
Yeah, Elizabeth, we head out to the roads right now. Things are in pretty good shape. Crash-wise, we're looking pretty good here. Just a few areas of concern. Across the city of Durham here, no major delays at this point. Everything's in the green. A city of Raleigh right now also looking pretty good. Just a slight delay there. US 1 south, about 4 minutes from Wake Forest. No major crashes to report. Just that fog for our southern areas that we'll continue to watch here as we go through the next couple of hours this morning.
Thanks, Anthony. Today marks 1 year since five people lost their lives in the Raleigh mass shooting in the Headingham community. At 3:30 this afternoon, people from across Raleigh will gather at City Hall for a remembrance ceremony. The neighborhood is coming together for a candlelit vigil tonight. Next on Fox 50, a lot of the Triangle still under that dense fog advisory this morning. Elizabeth will tell us when it will move out.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking news, a deadly crash on Creedmoor Road in Raleigh. How troopers tell us a woman was killed while walking in the road.
Today marks 1 year since the mass shooting in Headingham. Coming up, how the community is moving forward and remembering those who lost their lives.
Dense fog advisory is still in place for just a little while longer. There are a couple of spots where you're going to be dealing with some fairly dense fog. I'll show you.
The NC State Fair opens its gate in just about 30 minutes, but I'll tell you why you should plan extra time for traffic.
And we bring you inside our WRAL studio here this morning. 8:30 is the time, 30 minutes away from the first full day at the fair. Can't wait to get out there in a couple hours and see the folks. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. You're going to have to let us know how the traffic is because you're going out there at 10:30.
I'll give you the first heads up.
Okay.
Destiny's probably seeing some of it now.
I know. A lot of people are excited for it, so it's going to be a busy day there, especially because the weather is going to be gorgeous. But right now, we're still dealing with a little bit of that fog. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is still tracking a lot of it down to our south.
Yeah, down around Fayetteville, we're still seeing visibilities under a quarter of a mile is that threshold where we would consider it fog. And we've also been watching that up around Roxboro as well. Roxboro is still at about a tenth of a mile, Fayetteville about a tenth of a mile. Nobody else, at least here where these sensors are, is dealing with very much fog. But, you know, there are plenty of spots not covered by these sensors where there could be a little patchy fog. And the creek bottoms, low-lying rural areas. Take a look at Fayetteville. Downtown Fayetteville just remains socked in. We haven't really seen much improvement here in the last couple of hours, but we'll give it another couple of hours and we're going to see this fog breaking up. 55 is our temperature in the Triangle area. We're looking ahead to tomorrow. So many events going on, the state fair, big college football games. We're going to start the morning with rain. And once we get to lunchtime, early afternoon, we're going to start to see that rain tapering off. It may not be completely over, but there should be plenty of hours in the afternoon and the evening that you can salvage. Severe weather threat tomorrow along and east of I-95, including Goldsboro, Wilson, parts of Edgecombe County, and Clinton, all in that level one risk for severe storms. I'm going to walk you through Futurecast for Saturday coming up in just a couple of minutes. Take a live look at the fair, and of course you can see sunshine here. It looks a little hazy. There's a good bit of moisture in the atmosphere, but it is going to end up being an absolutely beautiful day. We'll hit 74 at lunchtime and high near 80. Definitely going to be shorts and t-shirts weather at the fair today. But we won't have a lot of shorts and t-shirts days. Saturday's front's going to bring in the chill behind it. I'll show you coming up.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Following breaking news this morning, a woman is dead after being hit by a vehicle in Raleigh. This happened on Creedmoor Road near Southampton Drive. That is just south of the 540 Beltline. Brent Neese was there in the WRAL breaking news tracker as law enforcement pieced together what happened.
This is what the scene looked like here on Creedmoor Road right before 6 a.m. when a tow truck showed up to take away that car that was involved in this crash. This is video from the WRAL breaking news tracker showing you some of the damage done to the front end of it. Troopers tell me around 4 a.m. a woman was walking along Creedmoor Road wearing very dark clothing when another woman driving south tried to swerve and avoid hitting her. Sadly, she still hit the woman who died here at the scene. I'm told the woman driving that SUV will not face any charges. Both lanes of Creedmoor Road were shut down for a couple of hours while troopers investigated. I'm working to learn the name of that woman who died here at the scene. I'll keep you updated. In Raleigh, Brittany, WRAL News.
We have a live look now. Gaza City, where in the past few hours, Israel's military ordered more than 1 million people to evacuate that city within the next 24 hours. The militant Hamas group is telling them to hold their ground. That's a different story. This all comes as the Israeli military is preparing for a possible ground attack on Gaza. Also today, Hamas says Israelis' heavy bombing of Gaza has killed 13 hostages, including foreigners. Israel says it'll keep attacking Gaza until Hamas is destroyed, and the military says it is only attacking Hamas, not civilians. The United States and the United Nations says this is a growing humanitarian crisis right now. Medical officials say more than 1,500 Palestinians have been killed and thousands more hurt. More than 400,000 people are out of their homes after those strikes destroyed residential buildings.
The Biden administration is arranging charter flights starting today to try and get American citizens out of Israel. At least 27 Americans are confirmed dead in the war. Others have been taken hostage. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he has spoken with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about how to minimize civilian casualties in the war. They're also working on a safe passage for people who want to leave, including Palestinian Americans.
And we've talked about Hamas holding people hostage as the war rages on. The UN estimates more than 100 people. The White House believes a handful of them are Americans. And new this morning in the WRL Live Center, President Biden says he will speak personally to the families of Americans believed to be hostages to let them know he cares deeply. He plans to do that via video conference today. 17 Americans remain unaccounted for after those surprise attacks in Israel by Hamas. And the president told 60 Minutes that he is going to do everything in his power to get those hostages home if they can find them.
All right, thanks, Renee. And coming up in 10 minutes, extra security ahead of tonight's Shabbat services in New York and why faith leaders say they are expecting to see strong crowds anyway.
It was a year ago today. Raleigh was shaken with a deadly mass shooting. 365 days later now, and the pain and push for answers continues around the Headingham neighborhood attack. These are the victims who lost their lives. Officer Gabriel Torres, Susan Karnetz, Mary Marshall, Nicole Connors, and James Thompson died in the shooting. Lynn Gardner was in the hospital for months and had several surgeries. The community will come together to remember them and honor the survivors and first responders. WRL's Kelsey Coffey shows us the outpouring of support and how everyone is still working to heal.
Today, people from across Raleigh will gather here at City Hall for a remembrance ceremony to honor those who lost their lives that day. Take a look at this video. You may remember what Headingham looked like in the immediate aftermath of the mass shooting. Flowers, candles, and notes spread across an entrance of the neighborhood. Neighbors will gather there tonight for a private candlelight vigil. Some people who live in the area formed what they call the CARES Committee to offer resources to their neighbors who still may be struggling. In an interview you'll only hear on WRAL, the president of the Headingham Homeowners Association, Kathleen Nielsen, describes how her community is fighting to cope now 1 year later.
I think the neighborhood is just unsettled now. They have done a lot of work to bring everybody together so that we can work towards healing.
And that community is healing by trying to find joy during a time that reminds them of so much pain. Tomorrow, they'll host a trunk or treat event for all of the children in their neighborhood in an effort to uplift people during this difficult time. And today's remembrance ceremony for the public is scheduled for 3:30. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Raleigh.
The accused shooter in the case is Austin Thompson. He was 15 at the time. He'll be tried as an adult. Prosecutors announced those new developments in the case. And Thompson's father, Alan, is also charged with not properly storing a firearm. If you'd like to read more about the victims, survivors, and the investigation into last year's tragedy, you can do that by visiting WRL.com or the WRL News app.
Four people are under arrest after the Franklin County Sheriff's Office says they were involved in a shootout with deputies. The sheriff says Ankani Cotton and three juveniles shot at deputies Wednesday night in Lewisburg. Investigators say they tracked them down after a string of armed robberies at Dollar General stores in the county. No deputies were hurt. The suspects were able to escape the scene of the shooting. Deputies arrested Cotton and three juveniles yesterday. No word yet on the charges they'll face.
House Republicans remain at odds on a new speaker. You're looking live at Capitol Hill right now. Their top nominee for the position, Steve Scalise, has taken himself out of the running. He didn't have enough votes. That has some members of the GOP in the House frustrated. Now, Scalise abandoned his bid last night, a little more than 24 hours after House Republicans had nominated him to replace Kevin McCarthy. Now, Republicans say a few of the holdouts are preventing this vote. The person behind McCarthy's removal, Representative Matt Gaetz, says he has no regrets.
I think it was the right call, and I think we're going to come out of this process stronger, a fighting Republican force.
There always seems to be a small group that doesn't want to work with the team. I just want to get back to work and do my job.
The House is in recess until a speaker is named, and that means it can't do any business, can't vote on any legislation, including funding for Israel.
In less than 30 minutes, the gates will open at the fairgrounds today for the first full day of the state fair. But that is not the only event happening tonight, and that means traffic backups. WRL's Destiny Patterson is at the fairgrounds this morning. Destiny, people need to be prepared if they're coming out tonight.
You are absolutely right. Those gates open at 9 o'clock. Another day, another opportunity to hop on that Ferris wheel there, grab some fried food. But like you said, this is not the only event that's happening this weekend. So people should expect delays. It's a combination of the traffic after work, as well as the other events that are happening at PNC Arena this weekend, as well as this construction right here. This is right along Hillsborough Street and Blue Ridge Road. And it's part of a larger project that's not expected to be complete until next year.
We have temporary roads set up, and they've been set up for a while so that you can navigate this construction.
to ease backups. New ramps along I-440 are open at the Wade Avenue interchange. On Hillsborough Street, crews are working to get all four lanes between I-440 and the new connector to Blue Ridge Road open. Another piece of this is parking. We're expecting it to be not only limited, but also packed, especially right near the fairgrounds, because we will not have any parking available at PNC Arena because of those concerts that I mentioned. Travis Scott starts tonight at 8 o'clock, so it will be busy. You should plan to pack that patience with you and carpool if that's a possibility for you. We also have a state fair guide on WREL.com that offers information on parking, as well as all the fun things that you can do at the fair this weekend. Destiny Patterson, WREL News in Raleigh.
And don't forget to look for our tent on the northeast side of the Dorton Arena facing Restaurant Row. Today, Jeff and Renee will be out there, followed by Dan and Lena. You can find a full list on WREL.com. Just search fair.
Coming up, Taylor Swift made another appearance at an NFL game last night. What broadcaster Al Michaels had to say about the extra screen time Swift is getting during games, it might already be on your mind, this thought.
Plus, we're remembering an NCCU student who died in a car crash, how Ayanna Paul's loved ones are remembering her.
And we'll give you a live look right now. Fayetteville, that fog is still hanging on in Fayetteville. Parts of the Triangle are waking up to this advisory. And Elizabeth Gardner will tell us when this dense fog will move out.
Welcome back. On your Friday morning, you are looking live at the State Fairgrounds. Everybody's getting ready for the first full day of the fair. You're watching WREL News, available on Spectrum and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. It looks sunny there. It looks good, but a lot of people are still seeing that fog. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking it more in our southern communities right now.
A lot of fog in Fayetteville. We can see it really well on our downtown camera. And we're also looking at the numbers still on the low side up in Roxborough. It was down to about a tenth of a mile earlier, back to a quarter of a mile. So a little bit of improvement. Fayetteville's still sitting at a little over a tenth of a mile visibility, but we're not seeing widespread problems with the fog. We'll take another look at Fayetteville, where we just really haven't seen much improvement in the last couple of hours. But that sun is coming up. Its warmth will help to dissipate the fog, and we'll see plenty of sunshine across our area. Temperatures are in the mid-50s right now. We're going to climb up to around 80 degrees, and it's already looking beautiful here in Raleigh at the North Carolina State Fair. And we're seeing that across most of the region. Right now, looking at 79 for the high in Raleigh and in Durham, 81 in Fayetteville. All that sunshine warming us up. But today may be really the best day to wear your shorts and t-shirts at the fair. Saturday will bring some rain, and then Sunday we turn much cooler. So we're going to see some sweater weather kind of days at the fair. But today is looking beautiful. 9 a.m. 59, 3 o'clock 79, and it's still nice and mild into the evening. We'll start to cloud up before the fireworks start this evening, but it looks like the rain won't start up until early tomorrow morning. 74 is our normal high, so we're a little above that today. And then turning cooler, 67 Sunday, low to mid 60s Monday and Tuesday. And we'll see temperatures fairly cool for much of the week of the fair. We take a look at Futurecast, that cold front sliding our way, but it's still well to our west, leaving things nice and dry and sunny for today. Some cloud cover streaming in this evening, but it's not likely to be much rain until early tomorrow morning. So there's tomorrow at 8 a.m. The brand new run of this version of Futurecast showing more widespread rain at around 8 o'clock in the morning. We'll pause it there at noon, and that heaviest rain has moved on out, and we're looking at just a few scattered lingering showers, especially in our northern counties. You can see a little bit of that around, say, middle of the afternoon, maybe even a few breaks in the clouds, which would be lovely to see. Possibly a few evening sprinkles. You can see that around 10 or 11 o'clock. Excuse me. And we're also looking at that level one risk for severe storms along and east of I-95 for tomorrow. The best chance of any wind damage would be a little closer to the coast, but we couldn't totally rule it out in the eastern part of our viewing area. So today looking nice, getting rid of that fog out there this morning, and the rest of the day is nice and quiet. Tomorrow we're looking at the best chance of rain in the morning. Should be able to salvage some hours in the afternoon to get outside. We may have a few thunderstorms around middle of the day. And then on Sunday, it's likely to be cloudy. It's not going to be a gorgeous day on Sunday. It'll be cooler at 67 with some clouds for much of the day, but it doesn't look like it'll be terribly wet. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are going to be fairly cool in the 60s. Overnight lows are getting back into the 40s. And we'll have the potential for a few light sprinkles, but nothing heavy next week.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. There's increased security at Jewish places of worship ahead of Shabbat services in New York tonight. All police officers in New York will report to work today after a former Hamas leader called for a global day of action. The state's governor says she's offering resources to the city as well. There's no specific threat. One rabbi says he expects a strong turnout.
People are looking right now to do something to show their support. And coming together in an act of solidarity can help people feel as if they are doing something.
And there was also additional security last night in Brooklyn, where the NBA's Nets were playing an exhibition game against an Israeli team.
A North Carolina Central University student who was a former member of the military died in an accident in Virginia. The university chancellor says Ayanna Paul was a first-year transfer student pursuing a bachelor's degree in recreation administration. She died in a car crash September 29th. She's being remembered by loved ones as an exceptional person, courageous and dedicated to service. According to the university, she was a U.S. Navy operations specialist with dreams of becoming an athletic trainer.
Several streets in downtown Sanford will be closed tomorrow for the Street Fest and Fireworks Festival. Parts of Wicker Street, Steel Street, Carthage Street, Moore Street, and St. Clair Court will all be closed starting at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. The festival starts in downtown Sanford at 1 o'clock. The fireworks are planned for 8:30. The roads are scheduled to reopen at 10 o'clock tomorrow night.
Having a peanut allergy can affect all aspects of a child's life, but a new type of therapy may help. A study looks into how oral immunotherapy works. It is a therapy where researchers slowly expose babies to a food they're allergic to. And 91% of the children in the study were able to tolerate large amounts of peanuts without a severe reaction. Well, now those children may not have to worry about accidental exposures.
They are at an ice cream shop and they, you know, want to get ice cream. But as long as they avoid the peanut containing ones, they'll be able to tolerate small amounts of contamination.
Well, that expert says it's critical. Oral immunotherapy is only done under the care of a trained allergist. They are studying its use in helping with other food allergies as well.
It's a few weeks delayed because of the writer's strike, but Saturday Night Live is back tomorrow. And with a familiar host, Pete Davidson is returning to host for the first time, along with musical guest Ice Spice. The SNL alum was supposed to host back in May, but those strikes derailed those plans. He's finally getting his chance, and this time with his biggest supporter there to cheer him on.
And I'm really excited just because, like, I'm trying to find my mom, like, someone to date. I really just want someone to take care of her and get her off of my hands.
Oh, be nice, Pete. Next week, Bad Bunny will be the host and musical guest. SNL airs tomorrow night at 11:30 on WREL.
Netflix is planning to launch physical stores, but they'll look a little different than Blockbuster. Bloomberg reports the streaming service is planning to launch what they're calling a Netflix house. They would offer merchandise, food, experiences, all themed around your favorite Netflix shows. There's no word on where the Netflix houses will be. They are expected to open by 2025.
The wait is over for local Swifties. Taylor Swift's new film is now showing in theaters to the public. We checked, and there are several showtimes available across the triangle. Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, premiered in L.A. on Wednesday night during a private viewing. The two-hour, 48-minute film gives fans a closer look at her tour. And Taylor swiftly left the red carpet and headed right to her rumored boyfriend's game. Yep, she was back in the crowd last night for Thursday Night Football. The Chiefs played the Broncos. Travis Kelce and the squad won 19-8. So you know what, Jeff? Maybe Taylor really is the good luck charm.
Whatever, Michelle. I'm not falling for that. You can catch an NFL doubleheader Sunday on Fox 50. At 1 o'clock, San Francisco 49ers are playing the Cleveland Browns. Then at 4, the Philadelphia Eagles will be in New York to face the Jets. You want to turn it over to WREL for Football Night in America after that. That starts at 7. And right after that, the New York Giants and the Buffalo Bills kick off. That game gets started at 8:20.
The Philadelphia Phillies moving on to the National League Championship Series. The Phillies closed out their series with the Atlanta Braves last night with a 3-1 win in Game 4. The Phillies win the best-of-five series 3-1. They'll play the Arizona Diamondbacks in the NLCS. Game 1 of that series is Monday night.
All right, before we head to break, here are the winning NC Education lottery numbers on your screen. We'll get another check on weather and traffic for you up next.